long dead, even now I mourn him. At 31 at Arrowhead, his good omen proclaimed itself in 10 straight days of blue skies, wedded by red-orange fire leaves and wind out of the north-northwest blowing any ship away from the lee shore. He wrote at a table in the middle of a room and shut the door to write, the fire at his back, a busy house murmur for peace, the harbor reach from where he could look north to double-humped Greylock. He cut wood to heat this rambling house, his mind wandering the rhythm of axe-work, sensing the air transparently pure and soft, the all-pervading azure of air and sea. Once he climbed rigging in storms, rowed to the hunt, visited islands as far removed as other planets circling other stars. His wife and sisters would recopy a day's work and read it aloud at night. Guided by ear, in a mesmeric state, he would tack and refurl sentences. Nothing sold. Forgotten copies ashed in a warehouse fire. His wife grew afraid of him. His boys died. He broke down a door in his home and found his afflicted firstborn dead by his gun. Finally, a customs inspector who rode from ship to ship clapping tax stamps on crates until his heart foundered and went down with all hands in a narrow bed in a brick house in autumn.